Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
My name is Franklin, and I'm a member here, and we're going to go into our go time. Our go time is just a time where we're talking about what's going on locally and globally, local outreach. And so the reason we bring it up is it's for those that may not know what's going on because of school, work, or anything else that's going on, and there might be something we talk about that you might want to get involved with. And one of the things that we're going to do today is pray for the unreached, right? And one of the things that I wanted to talk about is our Greece Go trip, because that's a time that we're going to reach one of those people groups that is unreached. And we have the dates up there. It's a two-week long trip, and we're going to be reaching Muslim refugees there. And there's a QR code. Also, it's under signups under our church center app. So if you don't, and if you have any questions, email me or, you know, come to Next Steps and see me there. It's going to be a great time. There's an option to do 1 week or two if you would like. And there's a deposit that's due on March 2nd. Any questions that you need about the trip, just email me, but it's a great time to reach one of those people groups for the gospel. Right now I'm going to bring up Wes so he can continue our go time.
Thanks, bro. Thank you. I just want to take a few minutes and lead us. You know, Franklin's talking about Gus going to Greece for our go trip this year, and we're really excited about it. It's one of my favorite things that we do as a church. But maybe you don't know what an unreached people group is. Maybe you're like, hey, that's really cool for us to talk about. But I just want to share with you a little bit about what that means. You know, there are, I'm going to get this number wrong. I think there are over 8,000 different people groups. It's probably more than that. I'm looking at Brandon like he's supposed to know. But I think it's over 8,000 different people groups across the world. That's a little different than maybe what we think about. Because when you think about how many countries there are, you might be thinking, oh, there's like 146 or 48 or 44, depending on which. 190. Oh, I was way off. Okay, you know what? I haven't had coffee this morning. This is like lack of sleep, no caffeine. Anyway, but what we mean by that is that there are within those different countries spread out across the globe, there are people groups, people that come together that share a common culture, a common identity, a common, maybe a common name, common language, and a common religion, common everything. And one thing that we learn in the Bible that God tells us is that all the nations belong to Him. And so His desire is for all people to come to Him. In fact, that's what we see in Revelation chapter 4. It says every tribe, every nation, every tongue, every people will be present in front of the throne of God to worship forever and ever. Amen. So our job as the church, what Jesus commands His disciples to do at the end of Matthew, is to go to all nations, go to the other ends of the earth. And so that's what this is about, reaching people that have not heard the gospel before. So you're going to hear me use some words for a second. There are people that are considered engaged. That means that they are kind of in this middle space where they have some people who know the gospel, they have some people who are coming to know the gospel, but they have a lot of people that don't. And then there are people who are unreached, which means they have absolutely no gospel presence. That means that there's not a single person in that people group who knows who Jesus is. And so that's what we're going to pray for today. I'm going to show us a little bit of a map. We've got some maps to show you because I'm a teacher. I like visuals. If you look, all those green dots represent people groups that are engaged. They are progressing towards engaged through unreached people groups. That's a beautiful thing, right? That's people around the world right now who know Jesus, and there are people groups that know Him. But if you look, there are some yellow dots. Those yellow dots are people that are engaged, but they are not reached yet. That means less than 2% of them actually are engaged with the gospel, that know who Jesus is. And then those red dots are people that have no idea who Jesus is. There are 12,000 people groups. I knew it was over 8 billion people. If you look at the next one, though, I want to point this out for us. I think the next one takes out the green dots. Oh, no, those are only the green dots. If you notice, these are the people that are that have no Jesus. We thank the Lord for them. These are brothers and sisters across the world. But if you look at the next one, which is the yellow dots and the orange dots, these are the people that we are praying for and we are working with. And if you look up there where Greece is at, you're going to see some of those orange dots there, because those are the people that we are engaged with as they come to know the Lord. But the other one, the one that breaks my heart, is the red ones. These are the people that have no idea who Jesus is. And I want you to look at the United States of America. There are people right around our corners who don't know who Jesus is. Yeah, we can get focused on Africa, and we get focused on Southeast Asia, get focused on South America. But God also tells us to start where we are, which is our neighborhoods. That's why every week we tell you that we talk about Go Time, because we want to reach our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia and the nations. So I'm going to lead us in just a few minutes of prayer, and we're going to pray for this work that's being done by missionaries around the world, but I also want you to hear me say this work is being done by us. It's being done by you. It's being done by our church, and so this is what we need to pray for. We're going to teach you a way to do this that uses the word thumb, which is really easy because all of us have a thumb. So can you show me your thumbs? Hey, thank you for telling me and doing a good job. I appreciate that. But we're going to use the word thumb, and it's going to help us remember how to pray for the unreached people groups, because these are people that have no idea who Jesus is, and they kind of fall into a couple of different categories. The first one is T, because thumb starts with a T, and it stands for tribal. These are people groups that are tribal or have tribal religions. They have no idea who Jesus is because they kind of worship what they've worshipped from all time, whether that's kind of an animalistic spirit or something like that, but they worship their tribal religion. The H stands for Hindu. The Hindu people group, or the people that are Hindu in religion, are one of the largest religions, especially in Southeast Asia and across the world. And the danger about Hinduism is that often they just say, you can just add Jesus to the list. That's fine, we'll just add him too. But it's a rejection of Christ, and so we want to pray for them. The U stands for unreached, if I remember correctly. I'm going to walk over here, it's small. Say what? Unreligious. Thank you. Yeah, it's right there. Thank you, Max. It's unreligious. Those are the people that say they're atheistic or agnostic, that they don't want to just, they're not religious, unreligious. I'm way off today. The M stands for Muslim. So this is the people group that we actually work with when we go to Greece. And in fact, we are working with them right here in our city as we start an ESL program to work with some Muslim refugees from Afghanistan. But Muslims. And then finally, B stands for Buddhist. Buddhist is the final religion in our acronym of people who are unreached, kind of where they fall. I know I kind of did that fast, and I know I kind of did that a little, you know, tongue-in-cheek and song and dance pony show up here. But I tell you that because I want us to recognize that those unreached people groups, those red dots are more than red dots on a map, that they are actual people who believe something. But what they believe is not true. And not only is it not true, if they continue to believe it without hearing who Jesus is, then they die and they go to hell, separated from Jesus forever. And we don't want that, because we want heaven to be the picture that Revelation 4 says, but we also want his church right now to be that as well. So I'm going to ask us to take a few minutes to pray. So can I invite you to close your eyes, to bow your head, and let's pray together. I'm going to...
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG, or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.